to some to the Some Other Castle podcast, aka Some Other Podcast. Today is what, Tuesday, June 30th.
Yeah,
maybe
those sound like correct things.
I don't know. I've been unemployed for a while. I don't know what day it is.
All days just kind of roll together.
It's
for
true.
You bums.
The only shut the hell up. The only days that I know are the days when my husband is home because he's there, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? Oh, I love you, dear.
Oh. Divorce.
Yes! I like that the episode starts that way. So the one who's going to be getting divorced, that would be me. I'm Elaine. And the one who's screaming divorce is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Yes.
We have things to talk about.
We do.
Vidya games.
Yes.
Terrible movies.
Yes.
News.
Also.
And listener mail.
Yay!
Yeah. All right.
Sounds like a full podcast.
Before we start talking about how, about what I'm going to just deem the pants issue.
Listen.
The great pants extravaganza of 2000.
That's all.
I'm traumatized. It's probably going to make it into the outtakes. I
guarantee that it will.
I'm never knocking on your door again.
You're just going to come in without knocking? Do you want to know what happens then?
Oh, God. I'm horrified right now. I'm just going to move right along. So, Leah,
yes.
When you weren't wearing pants, what games have you been playing?
Well, I finished a couple of games this week.
Holy shit, you do that?
I know. Occasionally.
Your backlog is under 100.
It is. 99.
Dude.
Yeah.
Blowing my mind.
I know, right? So, yes, I did. I finished Lego Batman.
Was it good all the way through?
Yeah, I thought so. I actually think that I liked the villain missions better than I liked the hero missions.
Because you didn't have to switch the suits.
Yeah, and I mean, that wasn't even all. I get distracted very easily.
I see shiny things. Lego is bad for that.
It's true. It's true. Whoa. So, like, I want to see different Legos.
Yeah.
And with villains, I see different Legos on every mission, and that's pretty cool.
That's true. And I do enjoy that. I also enjoy that you're, like, having to wrangle your cat.
I'm trying on the side here to, like, not interrupt the podcast.
Whatever.
Make him stop eating the mic bag, but
it's totally healthy. Plastic. Delicious.
You are dumb as bricks, cat.
Yeah, it is.
I love you, but you are stupid. Anyway.
So what else did you finish?
I actually finished Peggle, thank you very much.
I like that that came with a nasty intonation and a really dirty look in my general direction.
I wouldn't have been playing Peggle if it weren't for someone else sitting in this room.
The cat? He
no,
bought Peggle?
It was not the cat.
I can take some responsibility for that.
You better take full responsibility for that.
You're the one who finished it.
It's true.
Please don't stop
me. And it
me.
Was in like these humongous lengthy sessions.
Because you're like, oh, I'll play one, you know, level of Peggle.
Exactly.
4 hours freaking later.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're divorced. Kidding. You've lost your house. You're drunk on the side of the street, but all you have is your DS.
And you still have Peggle, and that makes it all right.
It's
right?
True. Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I did finish Peggle. I finished all the regular Peggle levels, and then I did the Peggle Knights levels.
Which are trippy.
Yeah, they are.
They're like an acid trip away from being kind of fucked right up. Like, woo!
Yeah, you just get started, and then the unicorn is wearing a mask and a cape, and I don't think I like this. It's uncomfortable to me.
I feel awkward.
Yes.
I'm taking my pants off.
You know how my cat purrs whenever any kind of stimulus comes his way? My pants are coming off.
Oh God, you're that friend. I'm at a party and I'm awkward. Pants are coming off.
Well, you know, somebody's got to be that guy. It might as well be me.
Yeah. What?
I don't know.
I don't. This all is your fault.
Oh my. I think that's probably correct.
So Peggle's been finished. Lego Batman has been finished. What are you actually playing now?
Well, I'm actually playing Crimson Gem Saga, for one.
Talk to me a little bit more about this.
You know, I started it a while ago, but I didn't really do a whole lot with it. It's very much just a straightforward RPG. You go here, you do this. You turn-base the combat. You know, people give you missions. Everything is very well spelled out in the menus. You can save anywhere, which is, like, my favorite thing about this game.
It's on the PSP, right?
Yes.
Let me make something very clear to everyone who listens. If an RPG comes out that does not allow you to save anywhere, you freaking please.
Hello, Final Fantasy.
It's the reason I gave up on Final Fantasy IV, which is a very good game, but I have to be sitting in my house, connected to the wall.
Just ready, in case, yeah.
Right. And if the mailman interrupts me, I want to stab him in the face because I, you know, can't save.
Yeah, no, but Crimson Gem Saga, wonderful, wonderful thing that they did. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Atlas. I love you for many, many reasons.
You love them more.
I do.
Yeah. She's going to send you her pants.
You know, it's a stimulus that came my way. It's a video game that makes me happy. Take my pants off.
And send them to Atlas. That's not creepy at all.
They just get paid. I don't even send a note with them. They just get paid.
Oh, that's so creepy. oh God, these are John. These are women's pants. You think they came from a dude?
Oh,
I don't. I'm scared, dude. That would be great. So, is the story good?
I mean, it's standard. You know, you play
on
as,
a quest to save the world.
Yeah, you're like kind of like a little knight in training dude who just graduated from his knight in training school, and now he's off to
save the world,
make his way in the world. He hasn't progressed to saving the world yet.
Has his girlfriend been captured yet?
No. He actually he doesn't have a girlfriend yet, but the chick that he picked up does have very well animated boobs. So
I like that you booted your PSP up just to show me this. Like, she's in battle and her little digitally animated boobs are bouncing.
Some guy animated those boobs. He gave her boobs a battle animation.
That's the best freaking job title to put on a
boob animator.
Yeah, if you put that on your business card, how do you not get the ladies? Like,
how
really?
Do you not get jobs? Like, right. You would. Those guys have got to be in high demand.
Yeah, I mean, I animate
boobs.
Think
about how many boob jobs there are.
Dear Japan, this is what I do. Call me.
Yeah.
For all your gaming needs.
And, you know, the fucking phone would never stop ringing.
It's true. Well, you know, Persona didn't have animated boobs, did it?
No,
because they're only
really?
Still screens mostly in Persona.
Yeah, but there were renderings of plenty of boobs.
Yeah, we had the bikini shots in Persona
yeah,
4.
The bikini shots, but the Personas themselves, a lot
disturbing.
Of them were,
I don't like to talk about it. I have nightmares.
But speaking of Persona.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went back.
No. We can't. No, I did the same
I told
thing
you,
this week, though.
I know, right?
Like, we're going to have a little talk.
Tell me that. But, yeah, so I did. I went back. I'm trying to play through the FES content of
so
Persona 3.
Let me understand.
Okay.
Because I'm a little slow.
Okay.
You know, if it doesn't involve pants, right. I get a little caught up. So this is additional content with a re-release of the game, and it's about, what, 30 hours? And it's a new standalone quest, the
yes,
way I understand
completely
it?
Completely okay. standalone. And that actually is something that I don't like about it. I rant on this ad nauseum in my backlog post. I'm not.
You were a little angry.
I was.
Is it off-put? Is that a better word?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, I've already put all of this time and all of this effort, and these are the same characters. Why did I finish with, you know, Aegis at level 70-whatever, and now she's back to level 20? I don't.
So they set you at, like, level 20-something-whatever?
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin the setup for anyone. Actually, you know what? If you read the back of the box, this is a minor spoiler.
Yeah.
Let's say it like that, okay? Yeah, apparently, the FES content starts out with the main character from the from the regular game in a coma, and Aegis has to be the one who's now the main character.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And then her sister's introduced.
Yes.
Okay,
so what happens, essentially, is your party setup stays exactly the same, because Aegis gets all the powers that the main character had. Excuse me. And then her sister, who... quote-unquote sister
robot
yeah
her, from
her,
the same
her robot
manufacturing
sister,
line
I guess.
Whatever
yeah she gets shoehorned into the storyline and becomes takes the place that Aegis had, so you know you've got the exact same character types, you just have them shifted just a little teeny
so
bit.
They recorded a new voice actor
and
then they took Aegis's voice actor, made them come back and record the names of every persona in this game.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I would have wanted.
And that's the part that bothers me, because now I had all these personas already. I've already fused all of them. I've already caught them all. You know?
Pokemon. So now you have to go back and catch them
again. Yeah, you're starting from the very beginning.
And you don't have your compendium. You can't just buy your way through.
No.
God, I would have a hissy fit about
something like that.
Yeah,
I'm not... I wish that something carried over. Like, it doesn't have to be everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, you know, oh, you ended at level 70, so now you're level 70. Go for it. That doesn't have to be it, but something, you know?
I think part of the compendium, maybe a preset number of them, like a certain percentage.
Something. I don't care. Just something.
If you have a save, it should be fair. Like, they say they wanted it to be harder.
Yeah. And it is. And
right.
that...
Fine,
yeah.
great, but making
it's kind of an artificially hardened thing. Oh,
like
God,
making
that sounds
you
terrible artificially hardened.
Yeah, you can order those pills at 1-800. Whatever. This is going downhill. Pants.
I know.
Artificial
I know.
Hardening. it's not. I don't like games that do that. Like, it's harder, but not because it's harder.
It's of the school of, oh, you get knocked on the head and all of your stuff is... It's like every Metroid game ever made.
And I love them, but Jesus
know,
Christ,
but
man.
How many times?
Gets concussions a lot.
How many times?
Like,
yeah.
a lot. That's just... So, are you still on the fence about whether or not you enjoy this?
Yeah, I mean, it's more of the same. And, you know, since I like the gameplay and everything, it's just... Yeah, the changes that they made, I'm not so sure about. But I'm not very far into it yet. I'm only maybe 4 hours in.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, so...
You know.
Well, you know.
I know. It's...
Listen, I spent 80 on...
Oh, my God. Let's not...
Yeah.
Speaking of things that we played for a long time, I actually went back to Persona 4.
Oh, and how's that
I hate myself a little bit. The thing of it is this. I My husband has been playing Fallout 3 because I made the really foolish choice to buy the extra content so he would have something to do while I wrote.
I love that you're buying him off with video
I am.
Games.
But the problem is that I can't, he won't give me back the 360. Like, he has no sense of fairness. He's like, fuck you, I'm playing it. And it's like 8 hours later, I haven't seen him. So I started playing the PS2 that's upstairs. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? Well, there's an optional dungeon in Persona 4. I'll just go back in. And it's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's okay. I'm just kind of plucking away at it when I'm patient enough to deal with it.
Yeah.
After watching what you've played of Persona 3, I enjoy what they've changed between the two, and I enjoy the voice acting difference, but I need Persona 4 to be over. Like, I need to finish this dungeon before I shoot myself in the head. It and summon
like
my Persona,
reels.
Apparently, with non-evokers. God. I'm trying to think what else have I been playing. Oh, I further screwed up my life. I'm playing The Sims 3 again.
What? Do you hate yourself?
I do. I actually do. And I'm playing Peggle on the iPhone again, but that's not neither here nor there. Sims
You're
3
always playing Peggle. I feel like that's a perpetual thing.
It is. It's true. I do it when I'm bored and scared and ready to cry. Like, I'm like your
so,
cat.
So, like, I take my pants off, my cat purrs, and you
play Peggle.
Peggle.
Mine is a lot more socially acceptable than yours, by the way.
Well, what are you going to do?
In the middle of a party, you take off your pants, I whip out Peggle. Who's more socially acceptable? Probably you,
know.
Actually.
It depends on the party,
yeah.
I think.
With my friends, they'd like you better. Sims 3 is... Now that I've played more of it, I really like it.
Yeah.
But man, is that a resource hog. Like, when you go out, because it adds this neighborhood mode. So you can now, instead of just controlling your Sim in the house, you can have them go visit their neighbors and stuff. And as soon as you hit neighborhood mode, you're like, oh, my MacBook Pro is not happy. Ooh. Like, it is having little baby seizures right now about this. I had to turn some of the settings down. Mm-hmm. So a word of warning to those
who haven't bought it. Yeah, I did. We have had a couple of people bring it back and just essentially say, you know, my computer can't run this.
Do they not read the system settings on the side?
That's what happens, is a lot of people don't know until they get it home. Because if it's been opened, then we can't take it back because, you know, people are idiots and don't realize that, you
read
know,
the box.
Hey, guess what? You have a CD key in here. Nobody else can use this now. Yeah. So no, we're not going to take it back. You should have read the fucking system. But people, you know, we tell people this, we say. But
yeah, when you buy
apparently,
the
I didn't realize that the system requirements were that brutal.
It's a bit jacked up. Like, it's not like... This is not The Sims 1 where it will install to almost... I mean, this is a pretty beefy game, and it's just because they've added a lot more, like, depth just to the neighborhood setup and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, most of the rest of the stuff is the same. Although your Sim can die. He can age and die.
And becomes a ghost, right? I think we
Yeah,
I think we
and then
about
you the other Sim can have sex with the ghost, which is really
ghost
odd.
Babies and ghosts.
I can't go back to this. It's too freaky. We're just going to move
on. Moving along.
Moving along to Prototype, which I'm still playing.
Have you gotten any prototype time in with your 360 being...
There may be a terrible smell coming from my basement because my husband may be dead. Okay? Like, I may have killed him to play Prototype. Yeah, I played a little bit really late at night. I can elbow drop a tank.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it's not a great game.
That's a pretty big selling point.
Yeah, it's not a perfect game. It's got some issues. Like, it throws a lot at you at sometimes, like, in an overwhelming way. Like, it's another one of those artificially hard games where it's like, it just overwhelms you, and that's its way of being hard.
So would you say that Infamous went better for you? Like, did you enjoy Infamous more?
I was more locked into it because I liked the story better. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked the progression of the story better. The setup for both stories is very similar.
Right.
But I kind of like the way they built the Infamous story. And I also like the way Cole moved a lot better than the way Alex moves. Like, he's just... It's the Hulk Ultimate Destruction. He just runs through crap. And Cole is a lot more acrobatic, and I think that that's just more fun.
Gotcha.
For me. So yeah, I was a little bit more taken with Infamous, and I was willing to threaten my husband with murder if he didn't give up the 360 in that case. Prototype, I'll finish, but I won't. I don't know that I'll never play it again. I think I'll be done.
Right.
I'll be done with it once, and then I'll play something else.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I might eventually borrow Prototype from you or from work or from whatever, but I'm not in any big rush. I wanted to play Infamous. Prototype is like, maybe I will.
You got angry at Infamous, too.
I did get angry at Infamous, but...
Whoa, there was some cursing.
But I still wanted to play it. That was the thing about it. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I really did like the story, and I liked, for the most part, the way that it played and the way that it progressed.
Yeah, I did, too.
It just really wasn't the kind of thing I usually do, and I think that's what frustrated me.
Without practice, those games are harder than they feel like they should be, I think I could recommend Prototype, but I don't think I could recommend that people buy it. I think I could be like, you should probably rent it, because you're probably going to run out of fun with it after a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, Infamous 2, like, it's hard. I mean, I feel like I got my money's worth out of Infamous, and I'm not out of Prototype as much, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, maybe it's just because I've played enough open world games where I'm like, I'm kind of over this right now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's hard to be the second.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't think there's anything else playing wise, but you know what we've been watching?
Oh, a terrible, 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 terrible movie.
Based on a video game?
Yeah, I know.
We continue our terrible streak by watching the Street Fighter movie that killed Raul Julia.
Yes, it really did. I think he might have already been weakened. But
Guile's sonic boom, like what?
But
like,
I don't know. Maybe
this was terrible.
Yeah,
and I had forgotten. Like I had blocked from my brain how bad this was because I really like Street Fighter. I don't know if you know.
Yeah,
big fan.
She plays it from time to time.
I might be okay at it. It's but this is it disgraces me.
I love that we can't even really find words for how bad this is. We're just reduced to pauses.
Why don't you call Raul Julia and ask him? Oh, wait.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You can't.
Because this movie was that bad.
This movie killed him.
I can't decide who was worse in this film, too. Jean-Claude Van Damme or the chick who played Chun-Li, whose name always escapes me.
I don't remember.
Because Kylie Minogue wasn't exactly great either. And by the way, doesn't she have a real British accent?
She, you know, she kind
isn't
of...
Isn't she British?
Yeah, but she, I mean, it happens sometimes.
Because... Cammy's got a pretty British accent.
Yeah.
But I thought Kylie Minogue was British, so why is this a problem?
I have no idea.
What? Like, really? And then T-Hawk, who gets knocked down a lot.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And DJ with his terrible Jamaican accent. And the bison dollars. I mean, really, I'm having these flashbacks of horror.
Yes.
This is like a middle school dance for me right now. It's just not... It's not good memories.
No, it's really not. I maintain that my favorite part always has been and always will be the end where everybody strikes their victory pose as things explode around them.
And then the Street Fighter logo comes up on the screen just reminding you what you've just done to yourself and your childhood.
Look what you did.
No. I like that they re-released it recently on Blu-ray because that makes it better.
I'm kind of surprised actually that you haven't bought that.
Are you kidding? No, I can't.
No, I'm not kidding.
I own one copy of it. It's enough. It's actually enough. All right. So faithfulness to the video game. Terrible.
Yeah. Not so good.
No.
Not so good.
I like that Shadaloo is a place in the movie.
Yes.
Kids, it is not a place in the game.
I don't even know. I mean, you...
it's an evil organization.
Okay,
that
see,
bison
I don't
runs.
Know these things.
That's why he has a little skull thing on his hat.
I just Bison World, you know, or
Bisonica.
Bisonica. Like,
no,
yes.
What was the name of his town though? That he had a name. God. Bisonopolis.
Bisonopolis.
There
that's
it is.
Right, yes.
Guess what? That doesn't exist it,
with the food court.
Yeah, he wants it to be bigger.
Yes, food court should be bigger.
We sat down and watched this film right after the last podcast, and since the equipment was already set up, we recorded literally a full length commentary on this movie.
Yes, we did.
Which we'll release. And some of it's very funny. Some of it's just us just babbling because it was so bad that we were in awe. I think we're gonna do that again.
I think we should. And it was fun because we're hilarious.
We are funny. You know, we think we're gonna continue the theme. I think we're gonna watch The Legend of Chun-Li.
Why do you hate me?
Because I hate myself. I haven't seen it yet. Oh. So we've not seen it. So we can experience this together. If you get scared and take off your pants, sit across the room. I'm terrified of this. These movies, like, it's one thing to take liberties. Like, I understand in the case of Mario Brothers, like, there isn't much to work with there. Right?
And that was, like, the, you know, not the first, but it was one of the very, very, very early video game movie efforts. And so, you know, they didn't.
They don't have
they
a lot
really
to work
have
with.
A template, you know, and it was the early 90s, so, you know, special effects stuff, you know, it's there, but it's not what they've got today, so, but...
But the Street Fighter movie has enough background set up in the game that you could actually create a decent experience out of it. Instead of just taking little bits, like,
Aren't there animated movies of the Street Fighter
the
series
Street
that
Fighter
are actually
2,
good?
The Street Fighter 2 animated movie is actually not terrible.
We should watch those after we watch
We need to cleanse the palate. Just continue.
We've watched so much terrible that I think we need to watch at least a little bit of good.
I don't love the Alpha animated movies, but the Street Fighter 2 animated movie was good.
All right. Then.
It was actually not shitty.
All right. Well, we'll have to watch that.
And Cammy had a freaking UK accent.
All right.
She had a British accent.
All right.
Good. Not that I'm bitter. Dear Raul Julia.
I think you're a little bitter.
We're sorry. This sucks to be the last thing on your resume.
Yeah, it really does.
And he's not even, like, imposing enough to play Bison. The typecasting for that movie
he
was
is
not...
scary enough, though.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be big and scary. Yeah. Or he is scary, though.
Well, he's...
He plays crazy really well.
Yes.
Especially
well,
in this
I think
film.
That's because he is was exceptionally insane.
Like, he was really great in The Addams Family. He was good in this as crazy.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. He did crazy very, very well, but unfortunately it was not enough to save his life.
Yeah. My favorite, that's a terrible thing to say out loud. My favorite liberty that they took is turning Charlie Nash into Blanca. Because that's totally how he died. He became a green thing. That happened in the games. Totally. Haven't you seen the open cinematics?
Some of your sarcasm is a little lost on me because, you know, I've played some
It didn't
Street
happen.
Fighter. Okay. Well, I mean, I got that because, you know, you were being kind of obvious.
I was
about
turning
it
up.
Yes. But I'm sorry. I mean, I don't know any of the backstory. So, I mean, that part was a little bit like, now, yes, the movie is terrible. I'm not. You just get two levels of terrible out of
yeah.
it. Where I only get the one.
Yeah. It's just a bad movie to you.
Yes.
To me, it just, it's.
To you, it's pissing on the.
It's beating my childhood to death.
Yes.
It's killing it. It's killing it dead.
I'm very sorry.
I think we might have to move on before I cry in a corner and you take your pants off. This is going to keep coming
back. I'm
very
upset. Pants come off.
I like that that's your defense mechanism because it makes so much sense. All right, so next week we'll have a chat about, Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
Yeah.
It's a prequel story.
Oh, great.
And the guy who plays Vega is one of the guys from Black Eyed Peas.
Yes, I've heard this.
Really?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So we'll watch that. We'll record a commentary. I think sometime this week I will release the audio commentary of the Street Fighter movie. It's pretty funny. Some of the parts are funny. Most of them are me being horrified by what was going on. At least there were no Reebok showings.
That's true. There were no Reeboks.
Yeah. All right. I think this needs to stop now.
That's probably
yeah. Nice. All right. So we're going to take a break so you can listen to some nice music and I can drink away my sorrows. When we come back, news and listen to our mail. All right.
Sounds
break
good.
Time.
Yay.
Welcome back. It is news time.
Yay!
Time for the news. A lot of it's about Sony and a lot of it's kind of negative.
Yeah, well, this is kind of par for the course with Sony.
Oh, you don't say. So let's start with Sony then. So apparently SCEE, which is, you know, Europe Sony, has said that the PSP Go is taking advantage of the early adopter premium. Because the thing isn't costing them any more to produce than the PSP 3000. It's just that they're charging more for it.
I'm shaking my head right now.
I don't even know where to begin. It's like he just admitted out loud that they're fucking over customers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that... I think I might have a seizure over this. Like,
yeah, just, I mean, you say these kind of things in your meetings. You don't say them to the people who are going to be spending the $250 fucking dollars on your stupid system.
Who does that? Like, we get that we're being screwed, but we don't like it when you tell us. You
Shaking
know, like
my head, telling I just, you.
Like, I'm okay with being screwed over. I've been an early adopter a lot of times in my life. Like, case in point, HD DVD. Mm-hmm, all right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I got screwed. But don't tell me you're screwing me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool.
No, it's really not. I don't even know. I don't... Why, Sony?
Well, first of all, it shouldn't be $250 in the first freaking place.
No, it shouldn't be.
Nor should they admit that they're doing it pretty much because they can, which is exactly what they've just admitted.
That is 100% correct.
Want to charge me 20 extra bucks? $199? Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Cool. Jesus. Not that this makes me angry or anything.
No, no, you don't sound angry.
No, I'm not bitter at all. I was totally cool with being screwed over by something like this. Like, I probably won't buy one, but I'm totally cool with them doing this as long as they don't admit it out loud.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that that's what's happening, but you don't have to tell us.
That
that's
just makes
it stupid.
Worse. Speaking of stupid things to say.
Yeah.
Stupid things to say. God. Apparently fewer than 1 in 3 PS3 systems are connecting to PlayStation Home. Wow.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Apparently Peter Howard.
You know what's not one of
this.
Them? Mine.
Mine did, downloaded it and played it a little bit and then realized that.
I get to that screen for downloading it every
and
once
you,
in a while.
And then you stop.
And then I look at it and I'm like, I can't do this.
Think about how many stupid people are on the internet.
Yeah, I know. That's why I haven't done it yet.
And then think about how little there is to do in PlayStation Home except be stupid.
Yeah.
And imagine those things combined and their power forms Voltron. Like, it's
a Voltron of terrible?
It is, yeah. And Voltron was pretty cool, so I guess it forms Captain Planet. He had a bad costume. But he
but,
was our
but
hero.
But he's our hero.
He's going to take pollution down to zero.
That's what I hear.
It's going to happen. Eventually. Never. But just 1 in 3, less than 1 in 3. So less than 33% of PlayStation 3 systems are connecting to home. They're all in Japan.
Yeah,
because we surely don't give a shit.
I know I don't.
I'm still a little baffled by home. Like, I'm really having trouble with this model. And I was kind of hoping after a while it would just go away.
Isn't it still in beta? Like, it's not even
official. Yeah, it's
like
Google, except they're not as good as Google. Like, Google gets to call everything beta because it works.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, in home, like, it's just, you're charging me for t-shirts and hats.
So stupid. I mean, more power to you if it works, I guess, but it's not working.
Yeah, and I struggle with it because it's like, they're like, oh, but you can use it to organize games and hang out with your friends. I'm like,
or you
I can use the XMB to do that. Like, Microsoft lets me set up a party of people to voice chat with as we move in and out of games.
It's so dumb.
Microsoft's not perfect, but that was a good move on
their
part.
A lot better than home.
The greatest part about the party system, too, is you can all be playing different games.
Exactly.
Which you can do in home when you boot up different things and sit in your virtual apartment on your virtual couch with your virtual avatar dancing with a Chun-Li costume on that you paid $5 for. Like, really? I wish... This is another one of those things I wish Sony would just keep to themselves.
Yeah, I mean... It's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
It is. It's frustrating because I don't think they get it.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're missing what we actually, like, gamers actually want in their system. Like, if they think they're going to commercialize this and make it something that draws in casual people, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, like, that's true. It's just this is just something that's going to make people upset and not want to deal with all of that crap. You know, I don't want to deal with a dozen dumbasses just coming up and trying to dance on me when I'm trying to... I don't even
take
know.
Off your pants.
When I'm trying to take off my pants, clearly. Can I make an avatar with no pants? Because if I can't, then no deal.
If you can walk around in your underwear and home, then Leah's in. Because when she gets scared, she takes them off anyway.
I might be.
If there isn't an animation for take off pants because I'm scared, then I don't want to play.
No deal.
I'm going to make a call to Sony. I'll be right back.
You should.
So let's... Yeah. All right. So they have done something right in the last couple weeks, or at least there's a hint at them potentially doing something right. So look, a patent or some news of a new patent came out that provides, like, a way to do PS2 emulation in the PS3 cell processor.
Yes.
Thereby allowing easy emulation of any PS2 game. This is brilliant, but there are two ways that this could go down. Way number one, we patch PS3's firmware, making it available to everyone, and you can just pop in your PS2 discs. That's way one.
Never gonna happen.
Way two is we allow PS2 download games on the store now and charge you $15 each.
That's probably gonna be it.
Right. So this could be awesome or terrible. And
let's see. With Sony's current record, I'm going to go with...
I think awesome?
No,
that's not right.
No, terrible is the correct answer. Terrible.
So I think that, I see this going in the direction of... Because PS3s that are not backwards compatible can still run PS1 games.
Correct.
Whereby the reason that you can download, you know, Metal Gear Solid from the store and stuff like that. But they can't run PS2 games.
Right.
They'll patch them to allow you to play downloaded games, but not discs.
Yeah.
And that's too damn bad.
That is...
This is speculation on my part.
That's some bullshit is what that is.
If you're not going to cut the price, then patch my shit for free and let me play my PS2 games.
Exactly.
Really, Sony, really? So this is speculation, but the patent is out there.
I just think that if they allowed for that, they would sell so many more. Do they not understand?
I don't know. I'm on the fence about whether or not they would sell more or whether or not they would just make their existing users happier. And I think a little bit of it is going to be like people like us are going to be... I don't care because I bought one early up front.
Yeah.
But other people...
Too, but, you know, I don't know. I think that there are some people who would step up their efforts to get a PS3 if they could trade in their PS2 for one. If they could actually... If they knew that they weren't going to have two systems hanging around and they didn't have to essentially ditch everything else.
Yeah, it's true.
I think that people would be more willing to make that leap.
Especially if the price came down as well.
Yeah. That's...
That's got to happen. It's got to happen, though, especially before this holiday season. Like, I understand why they don't want to do it at E3, and I don't think E3 is the time or the place to announce the price cut.
Well, I don't know. I think they could have, but...
They won't. They never have.
No. I don't know. Have they said anything potentially about releasing new bundles by the holiday? Because they discontinued, I found out, the Uncharted 160 bundle.
There's some rumor and speculation. I don't know if there's been a specific press release about that. Mm-hmm. That's probably going to happen.
I was just curious because, I mean, you know, right now the only model in production is the non-backwards compatible 80 gig.
Right.
And that's not Sony's way. They've got to have at least 40 or 3 different SKUs floating around.
Yeah,
you know?
If they don't, then they're doing it wrong,
well,
right?
Clearly.
I mean... Well, Microsoft has 3, and plus they bundle every holiday season.
Yeah, that's true.
So, If they're not, I mean, Sony's got to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo is the only one who seems to know how to ship one bundle.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're actually pretty good at that. I'll give them that. Ever since the Super Nintendo days. Bundle with a game. That's the way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that this PS2 emulation thing could be great if they allow us to play the discs.
That would be nice.
I would like to see that. I'd like to see that as a show of good faith. Like, look, okay, you know what? Yeah, we sort of screwed up by taking it out.
Even if... And I mean, this would not be my preferred solution, but even if they decided that they wanted to release the emulation code or software or whatever it would be, charge for it if you really have to, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Because people are going to pay it if they want it.
If it was under $20, I'd pay for it. Yeah. If it was $10 or less, I wouldn't want to see them charge.
No, but I would be more okay with that than mm-hmm. with them charging that $10 or $15
per game.
For every game.
Yeah. I mean, because the problem is that the PS2 has a phenomenal, huge library.
Exactly.
And I don't think it's fair to lock it out to people and make them pay way more than they should have to.
Right.
On a per game basis. And, you know, the hard drives are okay, but they're not huge.
Yeah.
Like, and your normal consumer does not know how to swap that drive out.
Right.
It's a pretty easy thing to do for us,
mm-hmm.
but it's not necessarily something that, you know...
Well, for you, maybe. I would have no clue how to do that.
You have my number, right?
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I'm on call. Just keep your pants on. I think that a lot of people don't know how to do that, and PS2 games sure. are not small.
Right.
Always. So, you know, it would be smarter for them to just let me play it off the disc.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Part of me feels like they don't want to do that because they don't want to... give any more credence to used games.
Yeah.
Like, if we do this, if we emulate, then people are going to buy used PS2 games, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And to that point, you know, apparently, story came out, 100 million used games are traded in annually in the U.S.
That is a shitload.
Can you even... That's all money that gets mm-hmm. traded in and resold that mm-hmm. a publisher will never see a dime mm-hmm. of. And I don't... I waver back and forth about how I feel about the used game market. Like, it keeps some stores in business. It sucks for the publishers. It's tough for me. It allows people who maybe wouldn't get to play a game to play a game.
Well, I wonder if used game markets didn't, if the used game market didn't exist, just if you could not resell video games, would that drop the price of existing video games at all, like new games? I don't think it would.
I don't think it would. I think
so. I mean, you know, all you're really doing is reshuffling the profit margin. Like, you're reshuffling where that goes. And mm-hmm. on one hand, yeah, sure, okay, the publishers should be the ones seeing this money, but I mean, you're still making a lot of money. Like, if you're a rock star and yeah. you're, you know, getting... How many copies of Grand Theft Auto did they sell?
An assload.
Exactly.
Like,
so,
literally.
I mean,
like, and the other thing you have to consider is when you talk about used games is that what about rentals?
Right.
Is that okay?
Right.
Because there's people still aren't paying.
Right.
I mean, the game is being paid for once by mm-hmm. the person, like by Blockbuster, who buys 10 copies of your game.
Right.
They pay for each copy of your game direct from the publisher.
Right.
But the people who play the game and never buy it don't support the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those things where you can't say used games are not okay, but still allow people to rent them.
Sure.
I don't, but 100 million traded in, like people bring 100 million games yeah. to GameStop mm-hmm. to trade in. That blows my mind.
That's I don't even know what to say to that. That's a
that's
very,
a,
very,
that's
very
a
large number.
Bigger number than I can, like, I'm a little slow. So just understand, like 100 is a big number for me,
yes.
but 100 million.
Yeah.
It's 100 millions.
Yes. Yes, it is.
If I had that in dollars,
that would be $100 million.
I could have a castle with a moat.
That would be awesome.
And alligators. Sharks with lasers on their heads.
Sharks with laser beams on their
heads. And you would have extra pants.
I would have extra pants? You know, I'd just find other places to leave them.
The castle will be filled with pants.
Pants hanging on hooks.
Why
on
are
walls.
There why are there pants on the light? Leah got scared. there was a loud noise. She it's a long story.
Yes.
All right. I just, oh God, let's not talk about, well, let's talk about one more thing with Sony, but it's more about Hulu than it is
yeah,
about Sony.
Yeah, I
talk to me
talk
about this.
Okay.
Tell me about this.
So apparently, and this is not something that Sony is doing, apparently, rather than something that is being done to Sony, I guess. Hulu, you know, the streaming video
service thing.
Yeah.
Freeness. Well, it's yes. free for now. We'll
yeah.
see.
But they're blocking Hulu, they are blocking their service from the PS3 browser. So
you can no longer bring up your PS3, pull up your browser, and access Hulu and watch, oh, I don't know, you know, the top gamer show that was on for a
correct.
while. bummer.
Yeah.
How am I going to catch up on those episodes?
I don't know. Oh, I'm actually kind of pissed about this. Because, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't have cable, and, you know.
Do you actually use Hulu on your PS3?
I have. I'm more of a Netflix person than a Hulu person.
Mm-hmm.
But even still, I'm, you know, every once in a while, it's nice to have that option there, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah. And I know a lot of people who use this a lot.
Yes.
Because your PS3 is connected to your TV.
Exactly.
And your computer is not always.
Right.
And it's just nice to be able to watch it on a screen that doesn't make you blind.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't understand why they would be doing this.
I don't understand if maybe they feel... There's some talk that they're going to go paid soon. That they're going to cause you to pay a subscription to use Hulu.
Okay,
I believe it was Hulu. So maybe this is some way...
I don't understand why that would...
be an issue.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, why would that prevent you from using it now? I mean, it's free now, so why should I not be able to use it on whatever?
And if you pay the subscription, you should.
Yeah, exactly,
if they go subscription,
thing.
You should
if they
be
go
able
subscription
to pay.
And you're not paying for it, then okay, you can't use it. But if you are, then why can't you just use it from whatever outlet you want?
I don't understand that either. There might be some back end to this that we don't see, that they're talking about some sort of partnership with someone else.
Could be.
And that is why this is getting yucky.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of frustrating. Like, this is one of those great things about the internet, Hulu. One of those things that I've always defended and said, this is awesome. This is what, you know, this is the good part of the internet. You know, some of us don't have cable or can't afford TV.
Exactly.
And it's good to be able to watch a couple episodes or clips from shows.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. Hulu hasn't responded, I guess. There have been inquiries as to, you know, what the hell are you doing? Why are you... Why
WTF.
Yeah, but they haven't come out and said why they're doing this yet, so I'll be interested to see if they ever actually do reply and say, well, we're doing this because, you know, we're assholes, or whatever. You know?
we suck. Yeah. Or if they reverse it.
Yeah.
You know, if they just quietly say, oh, our bad, something was broken.
Whoopsie.
Whoops. It's not gonna happen.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Bummer. I'm bummed out for everybody all who uses Hulu. Mm-hmm. I mean, I use Hulu on my PS3 occasionally, and I'm bummed about this. This is upsetting.
Yeah.
Upsetting. Speaking of things that upset people.
Huh.
Hey, look at that. Apparently, Fight Night Round 4. Not apparently. It has only stick controls for punching, meaning you only use the right analog stick to throw punches in the game.
Right.
And this has upset a number of people. I know a lot of people don't want to play the game without the button controls on the face of the controller. I've played it. It's not... I mean, it's I don't have a problem with it, but I know some people do. So there was some talk, apparently, from Brian Hayes, that perhaps, they're investigating releasing the button mapping for the punches as a feature in DLC.
They're going to make you pay for it
if you want
to use those controls.
Or they pussied out of their stance of, you don't need the buttons.
Mm-hmm,
you don't, the stick's good. The stick, god damn it, we said the stick was good. And I think enough people have finally complained, or they're going to charge you $5.
Yeah.
They're going to pull a Resident Evil 5 and charge you $5 for stuff that maybe probably should have been there in the first place.
Wow. Good job, guys.
If they charge money for this, I will, that is a problem for
That's
me.
That's kind of dumb, yes.
Yeah, but it's EA, so I suppose I can't, like, be surprised.
No kidding.
But whatever. Like, this is... It's one thing to say, you know what, we get that people wanted it, we're just going to patch it.
Yeah, and I mean,
fine.
I don't understand why that would be such a big issue.
Because it's an EA game.
I guess.
They like charging for things. If they release it for free, then this is fine. If people want to play it that way, then they, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah.
It should have been in there in the first place.
You know
people
what?
Should have the option.
These people paid you $60 for this game. You know, if they want button controls, just give them the fucking button controls, you know?
Yeah, like, if people responded with, we want the face buttons, then just patch the game to allow it. You know how to do that. You did it in Fight Night Round 3. It was there.
Or, you know, alternatively, if your stance is that these are the controls, suck it up, then just stop, you know?
Yeah, just leave it be. People
they
will get
they
over
already
it.
Bought it.
Yeah, it's true. It's true for a lot of people. True. All right, where to go next? Let's go to Microsoft for a couple of minutes. Let's
Alrighty.
Talk a little bit about Halo Reach.
Okay.
And I realize that that's Bungie, but whatever. Anything Halo comes out on Microsoft consoles.
Exactly.
So apparently, Harold Ryan said that Natal for Halo Reach is a possibility.
Interesting.
How the fuck would that work?
I think it's more like if you're going to throw a grenade, you can...
Oh. Controller through the TV confirmed.
Yeah, probably. But that I think that's the kind of thing that they may be leaning towards. They haven't really released any details on that, and it's not confirmed at all.
Right. Just, they've said it's possible.
Yeah,
maybe.
They're saying that it's something that they could possibly see happening.
Maybe
so.
They'll ship it with Natal support. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. If I can hold a virtual rifle in my living room, then I will probably not play this, actually. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I would play
yeah.
laser tag, probably. If
that
I
would
wanted
be fun.
I do like laser tag. I just... Shooters. Not so much.
I don't know. Not so much. Not being a shooter person myself. Although, I may have a surprise coming.
You might be playing something that people will be blown away.
I might be.
By.
We're not going to talk about that yet.
No, we won't.
You'll have to come back next week. I will.
Which you probably will anyway, because Leah will probably be taking her pants off.
Well, it's probably true. That happens to me sometimes.
When she gets scared or lonely.
Yes.
Or, you know, happy.
Yes.
Or drunk.
Or sad or depressed or...
Or Tuesday.
Yeah, or Tuesday. You know, yeah. Tuesday is no pants day.
Oh, God, it's Tuesday.
No! Yes, it is. Ha-ha! All right. I think I'm going to be depressed at this movie, so you better watch out, my friend.
Oh, God. Uh-huh. I'm predicting 30 seconds in, pants are off, and I don't know how I feel about that. You sit over there. Yeah, with the cats. All right, other interesting notes for this week. Apparently, World of Warcraft is working on allowing you to switch factions.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So you played World of Warcraft for a really
very long time. Yes, I did.
So you'll allow, apparently they're working on a way, and they're ironing out the details. They have said that they are going to provide a way to switch from Horde to Alliance or Alliance to Horde. And their thoughts were for players who move servers, want to play with their friends, and want to be on the same faction as their friends.
Now, see, I think that's acceptable. That is a good reason. I don't know if that's how it's necessarily going to happen. I can just see people, particularly those who are focused on like the PvP side mm-hmm. of things, switching for other reasons.
Whenever there's a patch
yeah.
that maybe might behoove them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that given Blizzard's track record with charging you to switch servers, they'll probably charge for this.
Yeah, and they'll probably even put a time lock on it, like you can only do it once every 30 days.
Do they do that with the server switch?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's per character, but yes. I don't know what it is right now. I don't know if it's changed at all. But
per character, per month?
When I did mine, I think it was like $20, or it might have been 25, I don't remember. And whoa. You could only do it once every... Well, I mean, that's the kind of thing, if you're switching servers, then you probably aren't going to need to do it more than once, you know?
That's true. And it's
I moved one character, and I was okay with doing it because I'd put so much time into this one character that I just wanted to have it on the same server that I'd switched to.
To play
with
friends.
Everybody else.
Yeah,
yes.
That makes sense. I don't know that this is necessary. Like, I get wanting to play with your friends, but if they're starting a new character anyway, then it doesn't matter. I guess if they have an existing character and it's like... Well, I've got a level 70 and you do, but we're on different factions so we can't play together. Like, I guess I get it.
I guess.
But it's kind of silly. Like, how much do you think that people would pay to do this?
I don't know. I think people would pay at least $25. Oh, people will pay a lot of shit.
People
for World
are crazy about World of Warcraft. Oh, you seen that? Have you seen any of the World of Warcraft cancellation freakout videos on the web?
No.
Oh, I need to show you some of those because they're even if they're fake, they're hilarious. Oh God. I don't know that I care. And I think I don't care because I don't play World of Warcraft.
I don't think that I care a whole lot anymore.
Because you don't play World of Warcraft anymore?
I don't play World of Warcraft anymore either.
That's fair.
If I did play, still, I would probably care a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... Well, would you ever do it?
I wouldn't really have a reason to.
Yeah,
that's
the thing. Yeah,
I mean,
it's like whatever.
I guess if I... I don't know. I mean, I guess that if the situation presented itself where, like, they are suggesting, you know, I needed to... I just started playing with a whole new group of people. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe I'd do that, but
meh.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see how this shakes out. I'm curious. I think they're going to charge for it. If I had to guess and speculate, this is going to be something they time lock and charge for, just like the server switch.
Yeah, probably.
So we'll see how much. I'm curious.
Yeah.
As if they need more money.
Oh, no, they totally do. You clearly don't understand.
They can't keep up with Nintendo. That's what it is.
Nobody can.
No, that's a valid point. That's not even a segue. Let's talk about mergers and acquisitions.
Okay.
This is the New York Times financial section portion of the podcast. Apparently, Mythic and BioWare have merged.
Yes. So
into a, what?
Some kind of melded RPG juggernaut.
That will kill everything in its path.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's a pretty good, interesting merger. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm curious to see what kind of games come out of these creative minds mashing together. Interesting.
Hopefully something good.
Well, BioWare's got a pretty good track record.
I do like BioioWare.
Yeah. And Mythic, they're okay, too.
Yeah.
We'll give them some. We'll give them some time. See how this shakes out.
Yes, yes.
Apparently, also, what is it? ZeniMax.
It's the Bethesda parent company, which ZeniMax is what it's called.
Who'd they buy?
They bought id.
The makers of Quake and Doom.
Yes.
They haven't put out a game since like Doom 3 and Quake Online.
Yeah.
Quake Live.
Well, there was Quake 4, wasn't there?
Yeah, that wasn't good.
I didn't say it was, but it was there, I guess.
What kind of Doom 4? We're going to have Doom 4 in the Capital Wastelands? Is that what we're going to...
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be a Western RPG.
They will sell bajillions
with that.
Of copies.
Actually, I would totally play that. Jesus. I would be on board with that kind of crap.
I think a lot of people would be.
I think it's time that id got bought up. It makes me a little sad because they're one of those names from my childhood that floats well on high.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But it's time.
Yeah, their time has come, I guess.
Yeah, it's time. It's time to let them go.
It's time. Their time has come.
Their time has come.
There's lots of time.
Time. Bye-bye time. I think last but not least, Mass Effect 2.
All right.
Statement came out this week that they will not allow a new game plus with an existing character for the sake of the continuity of the story.
Interesting.
So you get to the end of this game, and that's it. You wait till the third game. So that speaks to, we're going to have something epic at the end of this game that's going to, you know, be important, and there's a reason we're not giving you new game plus. This is like, they had new game plus in the first game, though.
Yeah, well,
I know you didn't really play
no,
it.
No, I didn't, so I mean, I don't really know, and don't tell me what the ending is, because I'm not gonna ruin it, playing, yeah. But, you know, I don't know, I mean, I guess I don't, logically, you're not going to have the same character going through the exact same actions again anyway, so mm-hmm. anytime you allow New Game Plus, you're fucking continuity.
And I think in most games, like, you don't care.
Yeah, exactly. Continuity's... It's just something that gets overlooked. So for them to make that kind of decision now is a little strange.
Yeah, it could be seen as good. They have mm-hmm. a clear vision of where this story is going to go.
Yeah, but if they were going to do it, why didn't they have it beforehand?
Lock at the end of the first yeah. game. Yeah. I feel that way, too. It's like, well, it was just okay in the first game, but where you're at, I guess where they're at in the story of the second game, it's not okay anymore.
I'm just interested to see what it is that's such a big leap and what it is that's so important that you're not going to be able to
do the video game plus business. Yes. Yeah, I agree. I think that's kind of compelling. Like, I wish I was pissed off, but I'm not. Like, if I want to play it again, I'll just play it again as another character.
Exactly.
Like, and I never do that because I don't have enough time.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like, I understand that people actually have played these games more than once.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people have.
Write it and tell me how you do that. Divorce, right? Is that the answer?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Divorce is the answer to everything. Didn't you know that?
Divorce or no pants, apparently. That's the themes of all of these podcasts.
Pants off.
Pants off or divorce.
Maybe those go together.
Oh, God. I think that they probably would. I think if my husband listened to this podcast, he would probably send me the papers in the mail because he would assume things. Terrible things. All right. That about ties up the news.
Good
mass
times.
Insanity.
Good times.
Yeah. Go, Sony. Yeah. I mean, what? All right.
Or
we have. Well, yeah. We have listener mail. We have,
do
like,
we?
You're so excited.
I know. I'm
adorably excited. You're going to keep your pants on, right? Please?
I don't know.
She made the pants motion. I was like, wow. Leah really likes her some listener mail. If you want to send Leah listener mail and see what happens, you can send it to podcast@someothercastle.com or hit us up on Twitter. The podcast email is usually the best because it doesn't get lost in the Twittering.
Yes.
And then Leah will maybe take her pants off. I don't really know what to tell you. No, kids, not a video podcast. Not a video podcast.
This is one of those times when I'm glad it's not a video podcast.
You are not the only one in this room glad for that. All right. So let's see where to start. We got an email from Gamertag Hawk telling us that it is indeed agreed that cats are cool. And that the podcast has been submitted to the Zune Marketplace.
Really?
So we will be available on Zune, apparently, soon.
Interesting.
I didn't even think to do that. I'm very sorry. People should have messaged me. I fail. I had a Zune for a while.
I never had a Zune.
I got it really cheap on Woot. It's an okay device.
Yeah, I mean, we had a demo unit for a while, and I messed around with it a little bit. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're actually pretty nice. The Zune HD looks great. Mm-hmm. So if you use a Zune, you can probably soon find us on the Zune Marketplace, which is very exciting. Thank you, Hawk. And we love you, too. Said he
Yay.
Loves the show. We love you, too. All right. We've got more. Where to go? Where to go from here? All right, we have one from Carnage.
Okay.
Which is either a really cool screen name or the worst name for a child ever. I don't know where to... Hello. I was wondering how far you ladies have gone on the internet. I don't like to talk about it. So, how far? Random surf YouTube equals noob. Random surf Google without safe search on equals getting there. I've done that.
Oh, yes.
It's not good.
I have too.
4chan is hardcore. And this website that he linked that I don't want to click on is equal to Viking. I'm not clicking that.
Yeah, apparently we are not Vikings.
So, I'm kind of a sissy. I've been on 4chan. I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, I have too.
I wore eye patches for a while after that.
Yeah, hey, remember Goatse?
No, we're gonna... So, hardcore.
Yeah.
We are not Vikings.
I guess.
I want a Viking hat now, though.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
He's like, see, I now have a terrible image in my mind. No pants, Viking hat. A pants over your Viking horns. has gone out of control.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Carnage.
Beautiful.
Love it. Carnage also wonders, I wonder why you play consoles. With a PC, you have access to millions of free games, flash games, MMOs, etc., that are more addictive than Peggle and totally free. More addictive than Peggle is a problem for life.
I don't know. I think that it's mostly a... It's a comfort thing, I think, for me, largely. I don't like sitting at my... That was my biggest problem with World of Warcraft when I did play, because I... Oh, God, did I play.
She played.
I did. But, you know, it's... For me, sitting hunched over at my computer for 5 or 6 hours, you know, I would rather be on my couch, and my screen is a lot bigger, and, you know, it's just... And these are all things that, you know, if I were to put the money and the resources into my PC that I have into most of my consoles, then it would go the other way. So I guess it's just kind of a...
Preference for comfort?
It's a preference for comfort, but it's something that I just started out this way, so...
Oh, so you stayed. Yeah.
It's kind of a lazy thing, too, I guess.
I have kind of a mixed opinion. I played PC games for quite a while in college because hucking around consoles is difficult.
True,
and bringing a TV and trusting your idiot roommate. And believe me, kids, idiots.
Oh,
lots
yeah.
of them.
Oh, yeah.
So I played PC games for quite a while then. We also had a lot of us who were playing them, so parts got passed around and RAM was shared. Things happened that I don't like to talk about. We had
sharing RAM.
We had parties.
You had LAN parties.
It might have happened.
Oh, God.
Whatever. All right, you played World of Warcraft for how long?
Years.
Whatever.
Several years.
The reason I don't play PC games anymore is that I spend 8 hours a day at a desk in front of a computer. And when I go home, if I see a computer, it makes me violently ill. Like, I'm like, if I look at one more piece of code, I'm going to throw up. I need to detach myself from work. I have to have that separation. So it needs to be a controller in my hand in front of a TV.
That said, there are things that I think work better on the PC. It's just that they're mostly not my thing. Like MMOs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't.
Work better on the PC.
RTS games.
RTS games.
Peggle even is more fun
things
on the PC.
Things like, we've kind of touched on this, that the fact that I'm considering doing Dragon Age Origins for the console instead of the PC. But in general, that Baldur's Gate type of game.
Better. Clicky.
Better.
Diablo. Yeah. Clicky.
Yeah, exactly.
Things. Clicking.
things that require clicky.
Yeah. It's more convenient. Like, I've played I played a lot of RTS games. I had an Age of Empires issue for a while. Like, it was a problem. With the LAN parties. Sorry. But I can't play RTS games on a console because my mind does not work with that. Like, I've always played them with a mouse. Like, my husband, for instance, he grew up, for the longest time, he played Team Fortress Classic when we first met each other on the PC. He can't play shooters on a console. He can't wrap his mind. This is why Fallout works. He has VATS.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I can stop and shoot them in the face. Awesome. So, I think the reason I make the conscious choice now is... I can't look at a computer screen anymore once I'm home from work. I can't.
Yeah.
I just can't.
That makes sense.
I want to buy a new PC, and now with a new job that I'm starting, I'll have the money to do so. So maybe I will.
I just want a netbook. That's all I want.
You want one. You want a little pink cute one.
I do.
Yeah. I'm going to ruin your life. So thank you, Carnage. Do like questions. Do like. All right. So we got one from Brian, who I actually know, and is good people. His wife is trying to play Infamous.
Yeah.
And might kill Brian and me because of it. It might actually happen. So Brian writes, I know you've already given a lot of time in the show to Infamous, but I have a quick question. Do you think it's worth playing the game again from the opposite perspective? Good if you played evil, evil if you played good. I'm considering running through it again, but I don't want to play the exact same game again. Either way, I got plenty of value from this one. I do every side mission, collect every blast shard, etc. You should meet Brian. You guys would be friends.
Apparently, yes.
You finish games.
I do.
Elaine finishes stories.
Yeah. Well, you know. We both played evil, so...
It's hard to say. Yeah. I think from what I'm reading about good makes the end of the game make a lot more sense.
Uh-huh.
Since Brian's finished the game, he'll understand what that means. Like, the ending makes more sense.
Right.
Like, overall, if you've played good.
Yes.
From what I'm hearing about some of the missions in between, it doesn't affect the story as much as one might like it to.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion from someone who hasn't played it through both ways is to go through the first couple missions and see how you feel about it. If you feel like it's taking a different turn, then it might be worth finishing.
And if you're doing the side missions and everything also, then there are a lot of missions that go either good only or evil only.
True. So, that's true.
I mean, you would have that access to that additional content, so you would get that different experience if nothing else.
And you get to play with some different powers.
Yeah. So I mean, if it's a game that you enjoyed, and you know, I it's probably worth it. As much as anything is, you know.
Yeah, and now that you have some practice, you can probably blast through it again to see the rest of the story pretty quick, mm-hmm. and experience the other powers. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a terrible thing, especially if you don't have anything else to play right now. Sure. That's like blowing your mind. It's a good game.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I want to play it again. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I have other stuff that needs to get dealt with.
I don't know that I would play it again. I enjoyed it a great deal, but I don't know. I think I was happy with one playthrough.
Well, you were frustrated with it by the end, though. You were ready You were ready to do what Brian's wife is doing and throw controllers at people, which has happened. Hi, Chrissy. She's gonna hurt me. We're gonna move on. All right. So Rain has sent us a few questions. He says, "I'll throw you a few questions for grins. Ready?"
I'm grinning.
Her pants are still on, but she's grinning. Don't bad. I need water bottles spraying in the face. What is your all-time favorite console?
Ooh. Interesting. You go first. Let me think.
I'm really between the Super Nintendo and the Dreamcast. I think I'm going to go Super Nintendo because I will still actually play it. Like, I will still play the games on that console because there's something about them that's very... It reminds me of being a kid, and they hold up. Some of them really hold up.
I never actually had a Super Nintendo. I played a lot of friends' Super Nintendos.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, I don't think that I could comfortably say that because I never owned one. I think that I might go a little more recent even and say the PlayStation 1.
I was expecting you to say PS2.
No.
But PS1
no.
seems to fit with the PS1. Genres of games that you like.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff on there that
good RPGs, man. Yeah, do you remember Parasite Eve? Did you ever play Parasite
no,
Eve?
No, I didn't. And you know what? Was it you I was talking to? Do you have the discs for the first
one? I have the first one second.
Because I have the second discs, but I don't have the first
you
one.
You should really play it. It's a great game.
Yeah.
It's a overlooked great little game.
Yeah.
PS1 was good.
Yeah, it was.
Man, Metal Gear Solid, Resident Evil.
You know what I liked is, have you ever played, you probably haven't, Legend of Dragoon?
I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Never played.
That's like one of my favorite RPGs, and, you know, it's just this random thing on the PS1 that, you know.
Mm. So. I like it.
Yeah,
PS1 was a good console. I really liked the Dreamcast. The Dreamcast held something.
I never had a Dreamcast.
Oh, man, I still have mine. I have to spin the disc to get it started. It's so busted. But the fighters were amazing on the Dreamcast, and I really am a big fan of 2D fighters, and it really just, you know, they were there, and they were great.
Yeah, sure.
And Crazy Taxi. Sonic Adventures before Sonic sucked.
Oh, yes.
Good times.
Remember those days? Remember when Sonic wasn't terrible?
Yeah, no.
I do.
kind of. All right, we have more questions from Rain. Have you ever tried ketchup on your mac and cheese?
I have. I'm not a big fan.
My husband does it. He makes... His mother apparently used to make a smiley face on the mac and cheese for him on the bowl. I get a little horrified by ketchup on mac and cheese, but I have tried. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. I just... It's not really my thing.
Ketchup on, like, Kraft mac and cheese, totally fine. Ketchup on homemade baked macaroni and cheese... That makes me cry a little inside.
You know what's funny, though? I don't really like homemade mac and cheese. I just like the stuff with the orange powder.
Ugh.
What?
Don is like that, too. Divorce. You keep your pants on.
Aw, sorrowful pants.
She's sad, so the pants are coming off. This is great. This is a great joke. This is going to run on forever.
Yes.
Except it's not a joke. Have you ever won a game from a community site? If so, what game and what site? Have you ever won anything?
Nope.
I won something from Destructoid recently. And now it escapes me what I won from Destructoid. And that makes me feel like a terrible, terrible person. I won a downloadable XBLA game from Destructoid relatively recently.
Hmm.
Eventually, I will remember what game that is and not be a jackass. But it was fun, too. Man, it'll come back to me probably at the end of this show. But yes, I have won something from Destructoid. It was a Twitter contest. Every once in a while, I get lucky.
That's cool.
So never.
Yeah, no, I've never actually won anything from
the internet.
Pretty much anything. Yeah.
Aw, I won things from the fair. You know the shoot the clown water things,
and then you get
it's always a clown. You blow up the balloon, and when it pops, you win something.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're the first one, whatever. I had a lot of terrible memories. This is why I'm afraid of clowns. Shooting them made me feel better.
Well, that's good.
And lastly, what do you use to record your show? Oh God! Insight. So here's what we do: we have a Behringer mixer.
I'm gonna sit back and have a drink now.
We have a Behringer mixer and we have two condenser mics, and we connect the mixer to my MacBook Pro, and we record everything in GarageBand. So Lee and I sit in the same comfy space, so I don't have to do any crazy audio editing, and all is well with the world. The mixer is a 1204 FX. If anyone is curious, it's got like 8 inputs. We only use 2, sometimes 3.
I say funny things into the microphone.
Leah takes her pants off.
Sometimes I take my pants off.
Sometimes. A lot. Yeah, the condenser mics are MXLs, but if you have, like, if you want specific gear stuff, questions, send me a message. Send a message to podcast@someothertassel.com. I'll answer your question, too. But yeah, mixer, two mics, and a MacBook Pro to record it all into GarageBand. Nerd plus plus.
I can put my mic together now and not...
She can. Leah can set up her mic and plug it into the correct mic input.
17 episodes?
Yeah, episode 17.
No, I had that down by, like, 5 or 6.
Yeah, you had that down pretty quick when you told you not to break things. Yeah. You did break the mic shock mount for that day.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't remember how I got that back together.
I don't know. Well, I think it was just that the little piece on the side that has, like, I don't want to touch it because I'm afraid
she's going to touch it and then
the whole thing just
explodes. But yeah, we actually do the mixer thing with two mics. We don't just connect USB mics into the computer. We're at the luxury of doing this because we sit in the same room and it gives us the option to make it sound good. And it's more comfortable for me. Because I don't like wearing a headset. So, all right. Thank you, Rain. He's out. We're out. No, we're not out. We have one more question.
Yes.
Guess who our last question is from? Oh, Leah's making the smiley face. We love you, Beta. Beta Flame writes to us things. He says, ahoy, take that white stuff. Yeah, that's funny. He's going to write back next week and this is going to get ugly. All right. First of all, if you could ask one question to any person living today and get a 100% truthful answer, who or what would you ask? Sweet Lord.
See... I'm really having trouble with this because most of the questions that I come up with, I'm not entirely sure that I actually want answers to.
I have that,
like,
problem.
Like asking the president of Square Enix, when is my fucking game coming out? I don't know that I actually want to know the 100% real answer for that because it's probably never.
Asking Ono, what were you thinking with Capcom Fighting Evolution? Why? Really? Seriously? What? What the fuck? Really? Bitterness. Would you actually ask where your game is? When is your game coming out?
I might.
Yeah, that's a good question for you.
Yeah.
I can't think of any serious questions to ask that are not stupid political. And I hate doing that, so we're just going to move along. There are questions I could ask, but, you know. Yeah, I'd like to know what was up with Fighting Evolution. If that was some sort of choice that was made that someone paid a lot of money for and that was it. Also, hey, dear Sony, what you doing? No, I mean, like, what? Are you drunk? How many guys does it take to decide about PlayStation Home and whether it should be released?
Ugh.
It's like 4 people in a room. They're all 13.
That's terrible.
We should let them buy t-shirts. T-shirts.
Oh my God, dancing.
In public places. Oh my God, Leah's dancing. Oh, this is almost worse than the pants. Oh, keep your pants on. There doesn't even need to be outtakes this week because of you. Just, wow. My mind is blown. All right.
Unedited pants off version.
I don't even know what to do with this. Like, this is all staying in because I don't know what to do with
clearly.
It.
Clearly.
So the next question is the same question as above, but this time with someone not living. Fictional character, dead, so on and so forth from history.
Dear Titus, what the fuck?
Why are you such a bitch?
Yes.
Because he is a bitch.
Yes,
he is. He's just whiny.
He is.
Dear Ryu. Why did you rip off the sleeves of your gi? I'm curious. I'd like to know. I don't know. I don't think I have any other questions that I would... See, this is hard.
Yeah, it really is. This is the kind of thing that I could sit down and spend, because we don't really talk about the listener mail beforehand, usually, so...
No, we just... Yeah, this is one of those things that I could spend days and still not get a question that I find suitable to answer this. I would like to know why Ryu rips his gi, though.
Hmm.
Why ruin a perfectly good gi?
I don't know.
Why does Bison not have pupils?
Oh.
I want to know that.
Dear Bison, why do you not have pupils?
Yeah. Dear Raul Julia, I mean Bison.
Yes.
Why do you not have pupils? Raul Julia had pupils.
Maybe that's what I'd ask. I'd ask Raul Julia,
why?
Did this movie actually kill you?
Wait, I want to know from him, like, when you got this script, what were you thinking when you said yes? Like, when you read this script.
Were you drunk?
Yeah, no, he was totally high, man. He was tripping balls. What was happening? It was acid. Beta also says, big ups to my man Billy Mays. This has been a weird celebrity week.
Yeah, it really has.
Also, big ups to Michael Jackson. Thriller.
Which apparently is available for a free download on Xbox Live.
Right? Yeah, the video, music video.
Yeah,
go get it.
Okay.
I think it's still available for free.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
If it's not, then, you know.
He played video games. He said he liked Mortal Kombat.
Interesting. I don't think I knew that.
I don't think I wanted to.
Well.
But, you know, now I know. So I figured I would share.
You know what I want? And I feel like there's a very real possibility of this happening. I want them to put the Moonwalker video game up for download.
Oh, yeah, man. And it's, you know,
how many people would buy that?
I would.
Lot. Yes.
And it went crazy on eBay ever since it like died.
Yeah.
It's been insane. Like, I went and, you know, checked it out because I was curious how much. Holy crap.
Really?
Jesus. It's not worth that much money. It's
bad. I bet they could.
Moonwalker.
Yeah. I bet they could put that up. People would download it all over the place.
And as we have ADD, let's come back to our question. So Beta also writes, is there any way to approach the totally hot GameStop girl without appearing to be a creeper and without spending my life savings on games just so I can chat her up? What do you think? Is it creepy when dudes try to talk to you when you're working?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it is.
Is there any way to not be creepy? To hit on some chick while she's working? Probably not.
I don't know. I mean, it's just to her.
Don't
be creepy. Don't try to hit on her.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Just, you know.
Every time you're in there, say hi. Mm-hmm. Ask how she's doing. You don't have to buy a ton of games.
Yeah,
you know. You don't have to buy any games. You just say, you know, you're looking through the used stuff.
Idiot. That's really the important part.
Don't say lol boobs out loud.
Yes.
We don't like that.
You can think that in your brain. And you can maybe say it later.
Yeah, but to your friends.
Yeah.
And talk to our eyes.
Yeah, talk to the eyes, not to the boobs.
We don't like that.
No.
It makes me punch dudes in the face. Leah gets scared and takes her pants off. So maybe for some people, it's the way they go. This is a terrible analogy. Beta says,
we're probably the wrong people to ask about relationship advice, the way.
Don't try your very hardest not to be creepy, and it should be fine. Like, if you go in there a couple times and chat it up a little bit, and it's just like pleasant, comfortable conversation where you're not asking
when she's
her,
not flipping out and trying to do 7,000 things at once.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Like, if people try to talk to me and have in-depth conversations when they can see that I'm the only one working and that I'm freaking out because I have 17 boxes of shipment and, you know, a line 10 people deep. Yeah, that's going to bother people.
Yeah, so wait, when the store is quiet.
When it's quiet, you know, just go in, you know.
Like, how you doing?
Yeah,
what up, that's how our Italian friends do that. How you doing? Joey taught me that. Friends. Beta also says, I think I'm out of questions. Until next time, Beta. Beta, we heart you.
Yes.
I miss you when you don't write email. She's making the heart symbol and probably going to take her pants off. All right, so now you keep your hands where I can see them. So now that we've written that joke completely out of control, if you want to send us email, I'm sorry. And the email address is podcast@someothercastle.com. I think until next time, we're good, right?
I think so, yes.
So next week is episode 18 and we're legal.
Legal for what exactly?
Let's not talk about it. Is there going to be we should get a Fudgy the Whale.
We really need to remember to do this.
We're going
to
get a Fudgy the Whale next week. And if you guys don't know, it's Carvel that makes Fudgy the Whale. Yes. And it's a little ice cream cake that's shaped like a whale.
Yes.
And
we'll take pictures when we get a Fudgy.
Yeah, fuck if.
Yeah.
We are getting a Fudgy the Whale. Fudgy. I want candles. You know the big ass.
Shit, yeah. The ones in the shape of the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big ass 18,
yeah, let's do
right?
That. Let's
yeah.
Do that.
And then your neighbors will think we're really creepy. Because we'll have a birthday party.
Maybe.
And they're. I just poor Fudgy. It's gonna be bad. Fudgy the Whale, episode 18. So if you have special God, don't write us terrible things, but if you have questions for episode 18, again, podcast@someothercastle.com. Until next week, I'm Elaine.
And I'm Leah.
We'll see you again later. All right, so we have the sign.
Uh-huh.
We have the
pants.
We have the listener mail. I was going to put pants as the last thing on the checklist. You have pants.
I do have pants.
You were wearing pants, which is really the most important thing to me right now. What? You have that blanket and wear your pants?
I was asleep.
Obviously.
Yes.
Your hair was awesome. All over the place.
I mean, I don't know how many more times I have to say this, but I was asleep.
I just... Leah, trace your steps. Where are your pants?
I found them eventually. Where's my notebook? I was okay with it.
You played Persona before you put on pants.
I did.
Like, I think we need to establish that happened. I walk in, you're like, let me show you this thing that we were talking about in Persona. And I'm like, do you not know that you still don't have pants on?
Oh, I knew.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We're good friends.
I had a blanket.
Oh, hey, I'm ready.
That means my lemonade expired a few days ago.
It's lemonade.
Yeah, I know. It's really? What's going to happen to it? Is it going to ferment? Oh, no.
You will be taking your pants off because of the lemonade.
Apparently. I wasn't even planning on it.
If in the middle of the podcast people hear me laughing, it's because Leah has put her pants around her head. I think that's
like a bandana.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, God, it's the next logical step here. know what they
listen,
would.
Listen, this is my house. If I say there's no pants, there's no pants.
It's my house. You should post a sign out front. That would be awesome.
I think I should.
No pants allowed. Yes. That would freak the UPS guy
pants
out.
Pants off now.
You'll be forever known.
It's water, lemon juice concentrate, and sugar.
Not even real lemon juice.
I think I'll be okay. No, not even real
lemon
juice.
That sugar could kill you, you know.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever. Haven't you seen those high fructose corn syrup commercials?
Brominated soybean oil. What the fuck?